And welcome, everybody, to the Mikeless Mike O'Mara Show.
Well, now, how is a thing like that even possible?
Well, we used Better Living Through Science, Buzz. Yeah. We sent Mike to Walter Reed Hospital. Hopefully, they can cure him.
I hope Oprah's going to be all right.
No, he's visiting the soldiers at Walter Reed, and mm-hmm. I think that's awesome. So today, it's your old buddy, Rob.
Hey, now.
Oscar's here. Buzz.
Yeah, I'm here. Mark Ronick is here.
Shalom.
Yeah, okay. Well done. Well done.
He's the shalom guy.
And since the opening vignette, Since the opening vignette is normally sort of Mike's domain, we're mm-hmm. going to sort of bend the rules, and we're going to do some listener mail.
Oh, we love the mailbag.
Yes, we do.
Especially when it involves birthdays.
Don't think we got to the mailbag in some time, right?
We try to do it every week around Thursday, and I think we'll have some more tomorrow. But we had a couple that were sort of pressing today.
Perfect.
So we thought with Mike not here, we'd go ahead with them.
Let's do it.
My first experience, writes Christopher Christofico, he says, Rob, my first experience listening to an iteration of the Mike O'Mara Show was when my dad and me were listening to a contest where D&M had listeners put stuff in their dryer and turn it on.
Great game.
Loudest noise wins. Yeah. I've been hooked ever since. May 25th, that's today, my first child is being born.
Wow.
We have, and that's where you take out the baby and spank it. We scheduled a C-section.
Buzz likes to spank children all times.
That's not true.
Setting the precedent.
We've scheduled a C-section, and I would love it if the guys would give a very special birthday greeting to Charlotte Grace, a future listener.
A beautiful
being born
name.
Today.
Very cool.
And you know, Carrie, whenever she buys tickets, she sits in the C-section.
No.
And why is that?
Well, let's move on.
Chris says, thank you. And P.S., in preparation for the baby, my wife said we needed a dehumidifier for the basement. Bought it through the Amazon page, and it was cheaper and shipped for free.
Nice. Well
thank
done.
You guys.
Well
how
done.
About that? And an unimpressive birthday request from Mark Levy. May 24th, yesterday was his real birthday, he says. Would we like to mumble for him? And he writes, I know, I didn't make it to the Duff. It wasn't my fault. Anyway, you guys bring the funny better than anyone. Thanks, Mark.
How in the world is it not his fault
that
he didn't come to the Duff?
I say it is his fault.
Yeah, I do too.
I think that's the guy. He wrote me the creepiest message on Facebook this morning where mm-hmm. he wrote, good morning, Oscar.
Ew.
And for some reason, I don't know if it's a profile pic or those words alone from a stranger really don't work out well.
Was it just a three-word message? Yeah. Oh, that's bad.
Yeah.
That's definitely he's hitting
I mean,
you.
We might have made out at some motel in Fredericksburg, but I don't know.
He wants to love you or kill you or perhaps both.
Both. Yeah, right. Mark's a big fan of the show.
Jeez.
So do we want to mumble a happy birthday to Mark and Charlotte?
Absolutely.
Him, no. Charlotte, yeah.
All right, let's do it for Charlotte.
All right, ready?
Happy birthday, Charlotte.
Shotzi.
Baby.
Baby Mark.
Hush, hush.
To you.
Happy birthday to you.
And this a letter from Kevin Scott. The subject is nerds. He says, true story, my wife and I, Mark will love this letter. He says, my wife and I were sitting on the couch watching crappy TV and sitting side by side with different laptops.
Does DirecTV have that station?
It's the only station they have. She needed new business cards for her small business. I needed Nats tickets for Father's Day for myself, two boys, my dad and her dad. Yes, we both went to the MikeOmaraShow.com for what we needed. Without knowing it, each of us used links from the site until after we did it. So apparently they did all their shopping to the MikeOmaraShow page.
That's cool.
It's scary sometimes how our minds are always on the show.
Well done,
bro. Keep up the great work. Maybe someday we'll get a place in the country and we'll need that industrial strength trimmer.
Do you ever get the impression that there are listeners that think about this program more than we do?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Oh, probably true. Yeah.
Just about anybody does. I think it shows in our work.
I do. And in the absence of Mike O'Mara, I will just say.
Say it.
Yeah, S-A-D.
You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Work, 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 work. Hello, boys. Have a good night's rest. I missed you.
Just one more bill for you to sign, sir.
What the hell is this?
This is the bill that will convert the State Hospital for the Insane into the William J. LePetitmane Memorial Gambling Casino for the Insane.
Gentlemen, this bill will be a giant step forward in the treatment of the insane gambler.
Yes, bravo.
Beautiful. Hurrah, hurrah, hurrah. Thank you, Hedy, thank you.
It's not Hedy, it's Hedley Lamarr.
What the hell are you worried about? This is 1874. You'll be able to sue her.
Just sign right here, sir.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Anything else?
Just this urgent telegram from Rockbridge that arrived last Friday.
Last Friday? Read it, read it.
You wild bitch.
Sheriff murdered, church meeting bombed. Reign of terror must cease. Send your sheriff immediately.
Holy underwear! Sheriff murdered? Innocent women and children blown to bits? We've got to protect our phony baloney job, gentlemen. We must do something about this immediately. Immediately, immediately. Harumph, 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 harumph. I didn't get a harumph out of that guy.
Give the governor harumph.
Harumph.
You watch your ass.
Gentlemen, please rest your sphincters.
Well put.
Thank you very much, sir. As Attorney General, I can assure you that a suitable sheriff will be found to restore the peace in Rock Ridge. Meeting is adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
Here, play around with this for a while.
Well, thank you, Hedy.
No, it's Hedley.
It is?
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara. Buzz Burbank. Rob Spiewak. Oscar Santana. And now, here's Rob.
Enjoyed in 148 countries around the world. From the Cappy Pfeiffer Studios, this is MikeO'MaraShow.com. And the date is 25 May 2011.
One way.
We are over 7 million downloads and still growing. It happened?
It happened.
That's fantastic.
Woo! Before my prediction.
Ahead of schedule.
You know what cracks me up is watching Buzz get so frustrated when you read the date backwards.
25 May. It is backwards, you know.
They say it's the sissy European way of doing it.
This is America.
Yes, it is. And no one knows that more than I. But I like to see the number before the month.
I like the showmanship.
You do?
Yes.
You do? Thank you. Is that what it is?
I don't know.
I don't know either. And we are here through the courtesy of...
Yes, we are. The Mangrate, as a matter of fact.
Woo! Oh, the Mangrate.
The Mangrate. Don't disappoint your dad this year, as you always have. Get him steakhouse quality grilling at home with 100% cast iron Mangrates. Grilled food of all kinds. Never tasted so good. Professionally prepared on a Mangrate. And without any flare-ups or dry meat.
Oh, I hate dry meat.
To get the $19.99 Father's Day special and a kick-ass grill brush, hit the Mangrate banner on our webpage today for your dad and yourself. Get the Mangrate.
You know, that grill brush, my eyes, I get those little bits of sleep in my eye in the morning, and it is so great.
My teeth have never been whiter.
That's right.
Let me say this about the Mangrate campaign. I love you animals, but if one more person calls and asks for me directly at the office, I love our listeners. They knew how to do wacky bits in the middle of the day because I'll get a page, and they say there's a customer that would like to talk to you directly.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And I'll do that all day. But no, if I pick up the phone, I might not be as pleasant as I am here.
You have other pushing business.
How can that even possibly be?
I just had a guy. I think, you know, it's a good problem to have. But you listeners are so creative in a way because it's not that they're calling to help for to order, because the order process is pretty simple. You just click on the banner on MikeO'MaraShow.com.
That's the best way
to do it. It's when they call and said, I just wanted to see if you were really there. And I said, yes, I am. And then maybe I'll go, is there anything else? And they'll say, no, I just want to say hello. Yeah. So I do appreciate that.
Well,
though it is a busy day.
You know, in marketing, this is called value added.
Yeah.
They want a little Oscar with their Mangrate.
I call back a guy because we really are thankful for your business. So when I see somebody ordered through the Mike O'Mara Show, they had a question. I get to see that on the computer.
We are grateful.
And I call them back directly.
Man grateful.
And what is nice is when they pick up the phone, that's actually the shock that I'm calling them.
Right.
I do have a day job, and that is part of it. And I thank you for your patronage.
Well, cool. I think the calls are nice. What I think is funny is when you are rooked into meeting people to drop Mangrates off.
Yes, I have done that.
Yeah. And have you ever dropped off a school machine?
No, I've never done that. Which is, it's actually, that happened last campaign where somebody bought, they actually needed it sooner than later.
Right.
And I drove to Arlington and I met the gentleman before one of my gym classes. And
it was a grilling emergency?
And I said, because I think his dad was coming in early.
He said the meat has been in the marinade for 36 hours.
And I said, I just order online and I'll meet you in front of this building. And it was funny because I pulled up and I was like, and it felt like I was doing a drug deal. Yeah. We were doing a great deal.
Well, you did a it's a great product, and Buzz did a great read that he read nice and slowly and in measured tones. Buzz does everything slowly, right, Buzz?
No, not everything.
Really?
No.
Which leads us to our top story today.
I a shout out to the George Mason pretend fake police department. Because they pulled my ass over this morning.
Wow, do they have that authority?
They do, as George Mason continues to devour what used to be the city of Fairfax, Virginia.
Right.
And in their power, it's no longer Fairfax. In their power mad quest to take over as much real estate as possible, they're now pulling over citizens who drive by the university.
Wow!
And I drove by rather quickly this morning.
Now, do you care? And let me tell you why. Swap any details?
It's very, very close to my house. So boom, I'm out of the gate. You know, I'm off to work. But I'll tell you why I was speeding.
Do you leave your house as fast as you leave this house?
Yes, I do.
Though I feel like you, I haven't known you to be late.
No, no.
I feel like you're always on time.
Wasn't about late. And here's what it really was about. I enjoy driving fast on that road. It has little hills. It has little curves. Mm-hmm. And, oh, man, if you take that at a decent speed, it's just a hell of a lot of fun.
Can you mention the road?
There's just nobody on the road. Roberts Road.
Oh, of course.
And, I mean, there are times.
Your son's.
It was a gift.
There are times. Yes, it's his. There were times
adjacent to Jabril Street.
There's traffic there. But the time of day that I travel it, there is no traffic there, except, of course, for the school cop.
Yes.
Who was parked along the side of the road.
Now, was he in a proper police vehicle? Was he on a bicycle?
Well, it was one of those little Jeeps with the George Mason stripes on it, but he did have the flashing blue lights, which I'm pretty sure means you have to pull over.
Yeah, that's demasculating. Is it emasculating or
emasculating?
It's emasculating.
It's because you look in your rear view and you realize right away this isn't a regular cop.
Mm-hmm. And you also, you was there a glimmer of hope inside of you that said, this guy does not have the authority to give me a ticket?
No, but I really thought, okay, he's inconvenienced me and frightened me enough that...
You made me late enough.
It certainly was with the flashing lights, kind of made it all about me, whether I wanted it to be
but
or
you
not.
Were breaking the law.
I was, yes. Undoubtedly, as I do, you know, constantly.
Okay.
Four times since the show has begun.
But seriously, I mean, is the world a better place because of this... I don't know. I broke the law. I'll pay the fine, and it's a rather steep fine, and he was kind enough not to charge me with reckless driving, which apparently he could have.
Did you get the whoop?
No, there was no need for that. As soon as I saw the lights, I knew, there was no point in running from the law.
Go ahead, Mark.
And they didn't find the marijuana?
No, not this time.
What would be worse to you? Getting pulled over by a university cop that really... probably shouldn't have jurisdiction in your area because you're just right outside. You're outside the grounds of the university.
Yes, I was.
I realized I was speeding, officer. Please don't look at my glove box.
Yeah.
I'll pay the ticket now if it's okay.
Whatever you want. I've got to go. I think that it's, and you can answer this question for yourself and I'll give you my opinion. Is it getting pulled over by a university police or getting one of those speeding cameras that's basically just a machine on the corner of the road?
Well, I think I hate the cameras altogether.
What's worse to you, though?
What's worse? Oh, man. I guess, I don't know. I don't know that one is worse than the other. I guess getting stopped by the cop was worse.
Do they have speeding cameras? I thought those were mostly for red lights.
Are they radar cameras?
And the reason I say it was worse is I think he could have shown a little more compassion. Like I said, he frightened me enough. He made enough of an impression on me that I won't be speeding there. Whether I'd gotten a ticket or not today, I know that they're watching for it. Yeah. So from here on out, I would be careful.
Some may say
they've never watched before.
Some may say he saved your life.
Well, I don't know, but
some may say he saved the lives of others.
I don't know that the world is a better place because he gave
me
this ticket today.
What are we talking about dollar wise?
Pretty close to within a few dollars of $200.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money.
That's a browbeating. Anybody else get have a higher ticket in their lives?
I got a 181 courtesy of Loudoun County on Daryl Green Boulevard, also known as Route 28, and I said to the cop, he says, "Yeah, we get a lot of speeders in here." He was very pleased to be handing out the ticket. He said, "Oh yeah, people drive so fast on this." I said, "You don't tell me."
I think it's the same experience. I guess maybe because I was younger, I took it in a better way. And you're talking to a guy with 8 points on his license.
Oh my! So, well, see, I'm clean.
Yeah. So then I think I don't know how many points you're gonna get in Virginia. They have a different scale in the state for some reason. But
you should go to the classes.
I have. And that's how I have 8 points.
Oh, wow.
So
that's the adjustment.
Talking to a guy that has too many points. I'm 2 points away from losing my license. Mm. And I'm not proud of it. But I had to learn the hard way that when I drive now, I'm like driving Miss Daisy for the most part.
Right.
My car may sound fast, but I'm not going fast.
Right.
And I had to learn the hard way when I got a letter from the District of Columbia saying that if I get two more points, I'm going to lose my license.
Right. Yeah.
And you don't lose your license just for a little bit, people. You lose it for a year. Mm-hmm. And the biggest ticket I had ever gotten in my trials and tribulations was $225. I was driving from West Virginia University to Pittsburgh, and I was a Pennsylvania State Trooper, and I was driving a Ford Festiva with three of my friends count them in a Ford Festiva, and we were just going too fast.
Does that car even have the ability to go too fast?
I didn't realize it did, but apparently it did.
And what does it mean
in
Spanish?
I wasn't aware of how fast it was going.
Festiva, it's a, well, it's really a festival or a party.
Right.
So did you buy it because it had a Spanish name?
No, it was one of a rando girl's car that let me borrow the car to go to Pittsburgh.
Sally Festiva.
So in my eyes, and I guess I come from a different place, that if you've never gotten busted,
well, Bolivia,
if you've never gotten busted, it's one of those things that sucks. But when you get busted enough times, you realize that, you know what, you're breaking the law, and that's the bottom line.
And I did break the law, and I will pay the fine. I'm just saying that a warning in this case would have been just as effective.
With no priors on you, I would have given you a warning in a heartbeat.
Yeah, see, that's what I
did. You tell them who you were and where you were going?
No.
Did you have your newsman sticker on?
No, I didn't.
Did you have your hat that said press?
No, I didn't. You know, I have my little cop friend patches that fall out of my registration thing.
Yeah,
guess what those do?
Yeah, nothing.
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 What's the fastest you've ever driven on a road?
Oh,
as opposed to what? On a mountain? Honestly, on a highway.
Honestly, I don't think I've ever much cracked 90 in my entire life.
Well, how fast were you going this time?
52.
That is bull. I am so sorry.
I was doing 52 miles an hour.
And
it's too fast. It was way, way over the speed limit, which is way too low.
I thought you were going 95.
No, I was doing 52.
BS on the cop.
The other thing that I call BS on is if they would pay more attention to the people jumping the three-way stop about a block up the street, they would save far more lives than this BS about me enjoying the curves of the hills.
Whored.
Roberts Road.
Yeah. They need the cash. You know, it's not cheap to run a basketball team.
It's the 25th of the month. It's time for officers to start meeting those quotas.
Right.
Every time you get into the last week of any month, be careful. They never, ever, ever pull anybody over on that road.
What's the fastest you've ever driven?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I drove 135.
Oh, wow.
135.
Wow.
But I thought I had a chance on this one.
Jesus.
What were you driving?
No, it was just recently.
Rocket ship.
One of the guys at work does, drifting. He goes to these drifting festivals.
Mm-hmm.
And I went with him on a Sunday, and it was a closed course. It wasn't like I was on the road. On the road, I don't think more than 90.
Oh, okay. My question was on a road.
No, never more than 90.
Of course not.
Mm-mm.
Mark?
Like 100.
When I first bought my, it was my second Caprice.
You buy police cars.
Was a police car. This was the chief's car for Montgomery County.
I remember this story now, yes.
And it had a great 350 cubic inch engine.
How do you get the lineage of your vehicle?
You can trace it.
Yeah, but who does that?
Rob.
Because it was the
it
thing
was
that made
car.
Me want to do it is that when I saw it, it's the exact car that Tommy Lee Jones drives in The Fugitive, down to the paint and everything. I said, this really is a cop car. It was a gunmetal gray, blue vinyl interior, and it was bucket seats. It was a great car. When I was on, I think it was 81, coming home from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, I got it up to 108.
That's ballsy.
Mm-hmm. And was rocking.
I'm sure
you know what?
You can do more than that.
When you cross the three-digit mark, driving a car begins to feel surreal.
Yeah.
And I am not proud of this, and I will never do this again, because you stop feeling like you have any control of the vehicle.
Exactly. And that's why I've never really gotten over 90, because I feel like I'm going to go flying off the face of the earth.
Mm-hmm. It was flipping amazing.
Yeah, you got horde buzz. That's the bottom
line. Yeah, that is bad.
You got totally boned.
So. Yeah.
Because a 52, while it sucks, and I know it's safety at the end of the day, but I thought you were going like 80.
Yeah, no, 52. And like I said, I broke the law. I'll pay the fine.
Yeah,
but
it wasn't a parking lot.
This isn't about that. Yeah, that's true.
Roberts Road, for those of you that are in the area, you know it very well, but if you don't, it's not like it's a back street.
No.
If I was going 80 on Mike Street, or 50, that's a problem. That's way too fast.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But Roberts Road is kind of a throwaway.
Yeah, exactly.
Or a thoroughfare.
In that area.
Damn it. Never get that right.
Throughway, thoroughfare.
So are you going to... There's a couple of things you can do when you get these tickets. You can either fight it.
Fight it.
And then you don't front the judge.
The last time I fought it, it was just a pain in the ass. And the result was exactly the same as if I just mailed the damn money in. And so my temptation here is just to pay the thing and be done.
Well, without any priors, I would say it's slightly going to affect your insurance, but not really.
Yeah, that's what I think.
And, you know, the last time I got a ticket, I had to actually go to the town of Leesburg to pay it. And you have to pay for parking. And the parking is a mile away, and then you have to go and you have to check your cell phone into a cell phone locker. I don't know why I didn't pay it. I don't think you're allowed to pay it online or or via the mail. I think if this ticket, I had to actually had to go in and appear, and it sucked.
There is it's a George Washington Parkway here in Washington, in Virginia, Washington, D.C. area. Mm-hmm.
The GW Parkway, it connects Washington, D.C. with Mount Vernon, essentially. Mm-hmm.
But what I didn't realize, it's federal land, because I got pulled over there.
Mm. And so it's a federal crime to speed on the
you
Parkway.
You have to go to the federal courthouse.
Oh, do you really?
To contest it. And
that sucks.
Mind you, I at this point had a midday talk show. Mm-hmm. So my court appearance was at 9. And when it's federal and your license is on the line, because every time I get a ticket, my license is on the line.
Right.
I had hired a lawyer to fight this for me, if you will.
Right.
And I will.
And the gentleman tells me, this is the address, this is where you got to go. And I was like, right. Don't you know who I am? I know Northern Virginia like the back of my hand.
Right.
I know where that federal courthouse is. Where I thought the federal courthouse was in Arlington, the courthouse area.
Right.
It's not. Mm-hmm. It's in Old Town next to the patent office.
What?
It's a huge tower. And imagine my my surprise when I get there. I said, "Where are you, dude?" He's like, "You're at the wrong courthouse."
Oh, burn.
You know, punctuality is important.
And you've got the pressure of a show starting at 10. You're hoping to get back there at a certain amount of time because, you're not going to make it at this point. So I rush to Old Town Alexandria. I get to the federal courthouse. Getting in a federal courthouse I think the security is similar, but it's a little more intimidating because clearly there's federal cases going on.
Mm-hmm.
The parking was horrible. I finally get there. As soon as I get there and I go through all the security, I see my lawyer coming down on the escalator. Clearly, I have missed my hearing, which I'm sure really does great for. It's just
makes
awesome
a good impression,
for the judge that's trying to give you a break. And he sat there and he came down. And he said, "Look, they didn't take off the points. They lowered your fine by $50. Mm-hmm. And since you seem like a good guy, and clearly things aren't going well for you in driving, I'm going to waive my fee."
Ooh,
which was nice of him.
Yeah.
And
not a Jewish guy.
I was going to say, can someone get a Kleenex for Mark?
Yes. But in my eyes, it is wherever you get pulled over. And I think the worst place you can do is on a federal property.
Sure.
Because at that point, nothing's convenient.
Right.
It's the federal government you're dealing with.
It slows it all down.
And that ticket, I got to tell you, I was going 10 miles over and that's it.
Uh-huh.
It was because it's a 40, or it goes 50 and then turns into a 40 as you're getting to D.C. And that's where I got nailed.
Wow. Oh, man.
Painful process.
I shouldn't even write for 10 hours.
I will tell you, the stupidest ticket I ever got was the first ticket I ever got. Mm-hmm. I had to have been just 17 because I just got my license.
Public indecency.
It was horrible. Yeah. And, even that I could contest based on the fact that when I'm naked, I look like the guy on Operation. So I really didn't expose anything. I was driving in Falls Church. Yeah, please.
Sorry.
Please, there's a horse race to get it done right now. I was driving in Falls Church and I had borrowed my grandfather's car and I was being very careful because if you borrow your grandfather's car, you don't want to blow it because you want to be the good grandson.
Right.
There was a speed trap. It was at Maple and I think Maple at Route 7. And I was so focused on the speed trap, the guy with the radar gun, I drove through a red light in front of a cop. I literally yelled in the car because I realized I saw the red go behind me. And I said words like drat and fiddlesticks.
Uh-huh.
And I actually...
Did you yell, "Carrie"?
I didn't even know her yet. Things were great. And so I did. I pulled over before he could turn on his lights or go, whoop. I had the engine was off before he whooped at me.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, "Do you know what you did?" I said, "Officer, I do. I just don't know why I did it."
Yeah.
And it was the worst because I was so focused on not speeding that I did something much stupider.
Yeah.
And it's bad. Not good. I get flipped out around cops.
How many points in the room? You've got now maybe two coming your way.
I guess whatever would go with this.
What do you have, RJ?
Zero.
Zero.
I've done well.
Look at you.
Well, I had other problems in the past,
though. Yeah, clearly.
But I've been flushed.
I'm even right now because I had plus points built up before my last ticket.
Wow. So should I fight this or should
you
I just pay it?
No, you pay it.
Mark, pay it.
I have no idea.
Yeah.
You have no idea?
I have no idea.
How many times are you going to pull
over? I just recently got pulled over here in Manassas. So and I don't remember. That was like a $100 ticket.
Because they just liked you.
Yeah.
Aren't you Mark Ronick?
Yeah.
Okay.
So who knows? Maybe a point or two.
Jesus, I really feel like a scumbag.
How much time do you have to go? Because they will
eventually. 3 years.
Per point?
Well, 3 years per citation. So depending on if you got a 2 or 3 pointer. I stare at the count. I actually did the math. I think I've got 2 points coming off in September.
Good.
And then I had a bulk of my work that I did, my body of work.
Now, can't he
was
go
done back within like a year, so I got another couple years
can't
before that
you
comes
go
off
back to a traffic school again and knock more points off, or where are you on
I
that?
Went to one, I got, I didn't get my license suspended the last time I got my ticket because I went to traffic school.
Right.
So they didn't take off points, but they said your license will not be suspended.
Is it like a movie with Mark Harmon? Is it you and a bunch of societal rejects?
That's exactly what it is.
And there's a cool teacher.
It's actually 2 days, full days. Uh-huh. And you start at the butt crack of dawn. It's a Saturday and Sunday.
So it's like 8 hours both days?
Yeah.
Oh,
I've been there. Yeah.
And you sit there, and the guy who teaches it, he's actually, and at least in DC, he's just like pretty cool.
Yeah. So
he said, this sucks. Pay attention. There's going to be a quiz at the end of both days.
How did you do on the quiz?
I mean, I got like a 90%. Yeah, but you sit there and you feel like a scumbag. 90. I mean,
you should have tried a little harder.
I should have.
My two favorite stories.
I didn't want a low score.
About encounters with the traffic cops. One was when I was living in Chicago. I got stopped once for speeding, and this was amazing. I didn't even know. I mean, I'm going along Lakeshore Drive, and I see the lights behind me, and the lights are, in this case, are attached not to a regular squad car, but to one of those Chicago police paddy wagons. I'm being chased by a paddy wagon.
Well, they're going, you better mind your business.
And the big fat officer gets out of the paddy wagon and ambles up to the car, and he says to me, I didn't think we were ever going to catch you.
That's awesome. I'll gladly pay a ticket if someone tells me
and
that.
And then once when I was trying to get to my DJ job early in the morning in Albany in New York, I was at this intersection where no left turns are allowed. The light was red. It was 5 o'clock in the morning.
Yes.
There was no traffic. I was late. I near 5:30. I needed to get in there and get on the air. And so I look around in all four directions, and I see nobody. I see no car. It's crickets. It's just nobody in any direction, parked or moving or anything. Just no other live human beings. So I'm sitting there waiting and waiting. This is stupid. So I go ahead and I make the left turn on red, where no left turn is allowed even on a green. And boom, there's the cop suddenly.
Yes, of course.
And he says, do you know why I stopped you? And I said, running a red light. Right. And?
No.
And I said, making an illegal left turn. And he says, So I here's what you do, and I learned this from Letterman. I went into the studio after, and he didn't write me a ticket. Bless his heart. I mean, he just let me off. He understood what I was trying to do and why and all
I'm
that.
I'm important.
Gave me no. He just gave me a warning. He knew there was no traffic.
I'm going to be on the radio. Would you like to listen to me?
That was part of it.
And the fact that you were able to explain that it was a conscious decision that you weighed the circumstances.
Exactly.
I think it's valid.
So I walked into the studio, and I keyed the mic. I turned on the microphone, and without rolling the usual show opening or whatever, I just want to say that man for man, the Schenectady Police Department is the finest law enforcement agency on the face of the planet.
Nice. Well done.
And I got out of it. So
cool. Well, we must step away for a moment, but we will come back not only with an edition of Jabrilliance.
Yes, yay.
But also details on how you, listeners, can play Match Game tomorrow on our bonus hour. So stay tuned. We will be back. This is MikeO'MaraShow.com, and this is Mike Tyson.
Time flies. Doesn't seem a minute since the turn line bars at the checkpoint minute. All changed, don't you know, when you play at this level, there's no ordinary venue. It's Iceland, or the Philippines, or Hastings, or this place.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. I want to thank all 7 million people that sent me this link yesterday.
Including me.
Including Mark.
Yeah.
You're the only one who got a reply, a one-word reply. Heinous.
Yeah.
This portion of the Mike O'Mara Show is a courtesy of...
the Mike O'Mara Show Amazon page. You heard about it earlier. This year, check out the Father's Day gift suggestions at Amazon and help the show at the same time. No matter what you decide to get, Dad, you'll find it at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. When you think of shopping for any occasion, think MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon.
Thank you, Buzz. And I joke, I love every time someone sends me an audio link because there's no way that I can cover the entire internet. Yeah. So if you have any doubt, go ahead and send it along. And if I send you a pissy reply, it's only because 8,000 people did it before.
Time is brief.
Yes. Now, tomorrow, we record the bonus show.
We do.
And we bring back one of my favorite games that we've ever played in the iteration of the show.
So much fun.
It's the return of Mike O'Mara's show, Match Game. Big money, star-studded Match Game.
Yay!
And it should be a lot of fun. Now, the only thing that stopped us from playing this up till now is the fact we didn't know the best way to coordinate getting listeners in the studio.
Right.
But now we have telephones. Mm-hmm. And so if you want to participate in Match Game tomorrow, we're going to need four contestants and probably a couple backups. Mark, what's the best way they can do this?
They can call our number, which is not in front of me. It's in front of you. But I think it's 718-506-1625.
He got it right.
Wow. Yeah. Look at him.
Give that again.
Very impressive.
718-506-1625. The toll-free number, which we've had, it's been a little spotty. But that, 877-806, what is that?
2482. I was just marveling at the beautiful font.
Oh, thank you.
I think it's very
nice. That's my lovely writing.
But do focus on the number 718-506-1625. We should roll tape at about a little after noon tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm predicting around 12:15-ish, but call probably around 12 and we'll start answering calls.
Mark and I have been working very hard on questions. The return of Bob Jubanks will be very exciting. And will there be prizes, Mark?
Yes, there will.
Knowingly?
Yes, there will, but we haven't determined what they are yet.
May I ask a question?
Yes.
And this is embarrassing. I think you guys taught me the last time around. I don't know how to play Match Game.
Exactly.
Couldn't be easier. It's so much fun.
Usually we look for listeners who don't know how to play.
Yeah,
we've
don't
got
know.
Somebody built right in.
I don't know.
What will happen is we will start, just so you know, we will have a round one, which will have a winner.
Yes.
Round two will have a winner. And then the winners of round one and round two will face off in round three. Does this make sense?
Yes, but it has nothing to do with how you play.
I know, I'm teasing you.
Can you give him a sample question? Let me just preface it by saying there are no wrong answers.
Okay.
It's about matching, so you know it's right in that sense, but really you can say anything.
The listener will try to match as many of the people on the panel as possible.
They'll try to guess what you're going to say.
I will say to you, for example.
I'm an idiot.
No. Yes. I'll say Oscar Santana had a bad day in traffic court. He blamed his speeding ticket on the fact that his car was full of blank.
Oh, I get
it. And then we play the think music, and we all lock in an answer.
But real answers or funny answers?
Whatever you choose.
Whatever I want.
It leans toward funny.
And
but,
then the listener will have to try to match us, and I think the panel will be yourself, Buzz, me, Mike, and RJ.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. Okay. So
it's a lot of fun and a good chance to win prizes that we haven't decided on yet.
Right.
That'll be great, though.
There'll probably be S&D shirts in there.
Cool.
I was even thinking of some kind of VIP package for the bonus show and that kind of thing.
So stay tuned. Details on Facebook today. We want to check that out.
Yeah,
so that's good. Now, Jabrilliance. Believe it or not, we are still not done with the first session. And please follow Jabril on the Twitter. It's Jabrilliance at Twitter. And also, that's J-I-B. Brilliance. And if you have questions, you can submit them to Jabril@MikeOMaraShow.com.
Is there any, I guess, is he looking for follow-up? Does Jabril ask you about the show, was that recording session done and that was that?
That was that for that time, but he does ask about the show, and occasionally he asks me to update his Twitter. He loves that. And
should he be on Twitter?
Well,
he's
Rob
not
is on
really.
Twitter.
He's not
I know,
Twitter filter.
But he's got to get on Twitter to read that, correct?
No, I just tell him what it's on.
Right. Oh, okay.
But this is something that's exciting.
Creepy.
with the long... No, I think it's pretty valid.
I mean, he's 8 years old.
He is. Is he? Or I think
10?
He's 10. 10. Maybe 11. Still, isn't he 11?
I don't... You would know better than me.
I'm actually not.
Between 8 and 11 years old.
Yeah.
Some of these animals are now 10 years old. RJ, please, do not... show his painting.
Oh, no.
It's
lovely.
You can see his painting on Facebook.
That's right.
Yes, you can. Yes. That's good. The thing about, I haven't told my kids yet, but I did tell Jabril, road trip this weekend for Memorial Day.
Oh, yeah.
We're taking a trip down to my dad's beach house. He will have a bucket.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
So we're
car.
Ready. Yeah.
Where
car
is
sickness.
This, without giving the crossroads or the address, I've heard about accidents that's happened at your dad's beach house.
Oh,
I've heard about
all fun things all happened there.
All the good times that have
road.
Had there.
Yeah.
But what I don't know what beach you're referring to when you talk about it.
It's the eastern shore of Virginia.
Okay.
It's a really small town. It's called Accomack.
Okay.
And it's basically if you were to look at the eastern shore of Virginia, it's about 25 miles south of Chincoteague.
Okay.
And what's really neat too.
Damned allergies.
If you were to go, Godfrey Daniels.
How many hours from here is that?
It's about 200 miles from my house. It's not that bad. The weird thing is you drive to Maryland like you're going to Ocean City.
Yes.
And then you head back south into Virginia.
Do you have to go over the Bay Bridge?
You do.
That doesn't seem right.
It's very weird. You get to Salisbury and you go south again.
Oh, no.
But it's really cool. It's
neat.
Okay.
No, it sounds great. I just was always curious.
And it's so isolated that Jabril can throw up all over the place no one cares. All right, so we want to play Jabrilliance, and you know how to play the game.
Yeah.
Yes.
We ask Jabril questions, and you try to match his answers. This is kind of like the match game.
Let's do it.
Yeah. All right. It's a warm-up.
Okay, let us start. This is where we left off on Jabrilliance.
What's your favorite food?
Okay, easy. Jabril's favorite food.
He loves something that you make. He liked the green beans.
He did love green beans. That's a good answer.
I would say green beans.
I'm going to say tater tots.
Also a strong mover in the Rob Spiewak answers.
I'm just going to guess what I think kids like. Macaroni and cheese.
All right, let's see what Jabril says.
Pizza.
Oh, what a
particular kind of brand. That.
Nope.
Well, he's not picky. All good, right?
Yep.
Here's a question from James Flory.
Okay.
What about Mr. Rob scares you the most?
Uh-oh.
Okay, what about me scares Jabril the most?
Your size.
My size, my immense size.
No, you're probably towering over the man.
All right.
I'm going to say when you yell.
Okay, my yelling voice. Buzz.
I was going to go with either when his face turns red or how big he is, which is Oscar's size answer. I'm going to say when his face turns red.
All right, do you want to weigh in on this, RJ?
Yeah, the chat room had in hair, and that was the one I was going to say, too.
My hair?
Your hair.
My hair scares him the most.
Hair.
Let's see what he says.
When he gets angry.
Oh, I think that counts for the noise.
This is the second time my anger has come up. I don't get angry very often, do I?
Yeah, what do you do in that house?
How often do you say I get angry?
Maybe twice a day.
Twice a day.
Oh,
that's about right.
Twice a day, almost nothing. If you were on a deserted island, what three things would you want to have with you?
Oh, man.
Okay. Now, keep in mind, this is Jabril. He's a kid.
Yes.
They're not necessarily, you know, the most valid answers, but what three things, Oscar, do you think Jabril would have?
His Xbox 360.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Does he have an eye touch?
He does.
Okay.
I think he loses it a lot, but I think in theory he has one.
His eye touch? Yeah. And does he have a little handheld gaming system?
The DS.
The Nintendo DS. Those three things.
I'm going to say pizza, since we know that's his favorite food.
Right.
And I'm going to say a DS. That was my other thought. And Mr. Rob.
Oh, he wants me on the island. All right. Yes. Now that's not creepy.
I would say the same. Again, I think video game, pizza, and also Robert. I'm going to say Robert is the third.
Oh, that's nice. Well, I'm not sure I'd let Robert go.
I understand.
How about you, RJ?
Everything that I was thinking of has already been said.
Okay. Let's see what he answers.
An airplane.
Smart boy.
Now that
is the most brilliant.
That's only one thing
a 10-year-old could give.
This is why we call it Jabrilliant. So I think there's a follow up here.
Food.
Okay. Airplane.
Water.
Yeah. Food, water, and an airplane.
Brilliant.
But the airplane's going to need gasoline.
It's going to need a pilot.
Oh, okay. Take back the water. I'd rather have gasoline.
Can't drink gasoline.
I know, but I would have been in the airplane, then I'm going to drive somewhere else.
Ah, where will you drive to?
Canada.
I love that.
Only a child can say that.
That's what
Canada.
James Flory wants to know, what makes a rainbow?
What makes a rainbow, Oscar?
Oh, geez. I would say...
And I will say, I'm not trying to steer this.
A thunderstorm.
I will explain that, you know, they have had some meteorology. He's in fifth grade. So he'd say a thunderstorm is what causes a rainbow.
Yeah, he'll say rain and the sun.
Okay.
I'm going to say... I'm going to say colors.
Colors? That's a good answer. Yeah. How about you, RJ, an answer?
Lucky charms.
Lucky charms. Okay.
Well said.
Here's what Jabril said.
Unicorns.
Oh, no!
He's got to be kidding.
Okay. Do you want to hear the follow-up?
Yes.
I think we all do,
And how do they do that?
They fart a rainbow.
Oh!
They
fart a rainbow.
Fart a rainbow.
Someone told you that. Someone told that. We'll get that.
Do you want to change your answer, or are you going to stick with... Rainbows are farted by unicorns.
Rainbows are farted by unicorns.
Yeah.
I'm sticking with it.
Do you promise?
Yeah.
See, now I've learned something. Alex Zeese has a question for you.
Oh, Alex.
What are the pros and cons? Do you know what pros and cons are?
I know what pros are, but I don't know what cons are.
Okay, what's a pro?
Someone that's really good at something.
Expert or something.
Okay, that's what is short for professional. Pro and con means things that are good is a pro, and if something is bad, it's a con, okay? So what are the good things and bad things about owning a pet monkey?
Ah,
okay.
Do you want to guess on any of these? I know this is pretty wide. Yeah. More of an essay question than a short answer.
I would say the good thing is that he's fun to hang out with.
Right.
I say the bad thing is that he probably poops.
Okay, good answers.
Yeah. I'll agree with Oscar.
Thank you.
Funny and poops.
Funny and poops.
Yeah, that's all right.
He doesn't fart rainbows.
Nope.
No.
That would be a pro, wouldn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, I would think so.
He a con is about when he likes to jump all over you and all that. Mm. And the con and the pro is like it's easy just to feed him. He just wants bananas.
Oh. Do you think you'd ever like to have a pet monkey?
Okay. No.
Doesn't want one.
If you did, what would you name it?
Oh, jeez.
Mm. I know, again, these are from the mind of the listener, and we're still accepting your submissions. Jabril at MichaelMeraShow.com.
I'm going to say Diego.
Oh, because of Go Diego yes. Go? Yeah, I think so.
Bubbles.
Taken.
Oh, yeah.
But George.
Yeah, Curious George. Yeah, that's well done.
We're good, RJ.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
Nothing.
Donkey Kong.
Based on a classic video game.
Good name.
Yeah.
From St. Louis. Linda Schweighofer wants to know what happened to Mr. Rob's big black trash can.
Now, this really isn't one. We've actually mentioned this, so I think I'm just going to. This is not a guessing one. This is just. Here's the whole revelation of the trash can.
The wind blew it away.
Yeah.
Do you think there is any chance that it was stolen?
No.
Now, you've seen how big the trash can is, Jabril. It would take an awful lot of wind for it to blow away. Obviously, it would have to go somewhere. You don't think someone saw it and just took it?
I saw it in the woods before.
Now, hold on a second. This is groundbreaking. You saw my trash can in the woods?
What's that? You cannot get over this.
Yeah.
Let it go.
Like, as soon as he gave you something that was outside of your realm of this is probably what happened, you're like, wait a second.
I know, it's become an episode of Quincy. Yeah. You saw it in the wood?
Yeah, it was black. Mm-hmm.
Why am I just finding out about this now?
Well, I don't even know if it was your trash can or not, because you have a trash can in the garage.
Yeah, but I replaced it because the other one's gone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you look at the trash can? Did it look like mine?
Uh-huh.
Did you look in it to see if any of the trash was mine?
No.
Might be a good project.
Oh, God. Maybe. Go to the woods.
So once again, you think my trash can is in the woods.
Teaching Jabril.
Yeah. Did you go to the woods to look? Be honest.
No, I didn't.
Of course he didn't.
Because if I had the trash, I've got no room for it now.
It's outdoors.
I've got a can already.
Do you think the person that stole your trash can threw it in the woods?
You know what? The heat got tough. Yeah, maybe they heard the podcast. They said, yes. Oh, we got to shake. Like,
we got to ditch it.
This is like
some people throw bodies in the woods. Other people throw trash.
I was thinking more like Francis in Pee Wee's Big Adventure. The heat got too much and he had to get rid of the bike. Mm. And so, you know, they ditched it.
Yeah.
Now, Rob, I know we asked you this last time we played.
Yeah.
How many old fashions have you
I
had?
I was stone cold sober when I did that. I really, really was.
All right, I was.
But Jabril had been drinking.
Yes. Jabril had been drinking all day. This is just, you know, maybe I'm sleepy. Okay. I don't know. A lot of toil. You know, it ain't easy talking to kids. Yeah. Ask Art Linkletter, the late Art Linkletter.
Well,
how did it
get
there?
The wind blew it.
How can wind blow it with all those trees?
See, the story's falling apart. Mm-hmm.
I don't know
that I buy
it. Yeah, but you're grilling a 10-year-old.
Yeah, well, like we'll get to the bottom of this. We'll get to the bottom of this.
Law and Order.
There's like this really big opening place, and they just went in there.
Dun dun.
You don't think bad kids put it in there?
Mm-mm.
You know what you have? You have a certain faith in humanity that I find refreshing.
What if your... I'm sorry. What? I just got it.
That's right.
What if your kids were playing with the trash can?
No,
something happened.
I don't think they would play with a trash can.
And besides, they probably put it in the toilet at that point.
That's right. They try to flush it.
Put it
in the toilet.
Hey, when I was young, we would build forts out of anything. Mm-hmm. Anything was big enough to do something cool in.
Yeah, I don't think, because you have to remember, this is a 96-gallon deal. This is a big deal.
No, I get that. It's a great fort.
Exactly.
Kids lock each other in refrigerators all the time. You think that's smart to do? No, they die.
It's a fort that smells like stale beer. I think the kids are innocent. I'm the first one to throw them under the bus.
Okay. And Rob, what's the label that's on the bottom that you keep looking for?
Oh, it's a jukebox strip. Yes. I believe it was for the locomotion because it got bent and I had to throw it away.
Come on and do the locomotion with me.
He loves Little Eva.
Greg Wilson has two questions. First one, I have a friend who has taken an idea that I came up with and claimed it as his own. How would you deal with the theft of intellectual property?
Oh, God.
I love our listeners. Okay.
You guys want to guess on this? Or you just
I would say something.
Okay. Here's Oscar to weigh in.
I would tell... He's going to say, I'm going to tell... He would tell his mom.
Okay. That's a good answer. Yes. Mark?
He'd say that he'd want to beat the guy up.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I would say he'll call the police. All right. He should call the police.
RJ?
He would say, huh?
it's intellectual.
Yeah.
Yeah.
RJ wins.
Yes.
This guy had an idea. It was his idea, but his friend took it and claimed that it's his. So he stole his intellectual property.
Put it in the woods.
Put it in the woods. That's mean. That's mean.
That is mean. Mm-hmm. How would you deal with it?
Make a different idea and make sure you don't tell him about it.
Mm. But what about the idea that he already took?
Sabotage it.
Wow.
And how would we do that?
Very pirate-esque of him.
Break a store.
Break his store?
We'll just tell him we'll do the same thing. Keep on doing it.
Be more clear, because I don't understand.
You see, yeah, he's going around in circles. Well, I think he gets more definite.
Deep moral waters here.
It is.
Yeah. It has nothing to do with the way you asked the question.
Right? Shades of gray. I didn't write the question, RJ. Just settle down.
I said
ask. Since he stole your idea, and he's like maybe selling it or something, you do the same thing and sell it, and then maybe you make it a little bit better in a different
competition.
Style.
So make it even better and outfox him.
Yep.
Oh well, that's good.
Here's the follow up question from Greg Wilson: what is bigger, a million, a billion, or a jabrillion?
Best question of the day.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Oscar, what did you think his guess is?
He's going to say a billion.
Okay.
I think he's going to like jabrillion, so he's going to say that.
I think a billion.
Okay.
It's just a toss-up between Mark, but I say a billion.
Let's see what happens.
A jabrillion.
Yeah!
Well done.
Yeah. You like the name.
10.
Exactly.
That's how many zeros are in
a jabrillion. Take your lunch to school, or do you buy your lunch?
I buy my lunch.
What's the best lunch at school?
Pizza.
Yeah, I think so.
Gotta be pizza.
Pizza.
Mozzarella cheese sticks.
Aha!
A cousin.
Well, here's what Rob Peacock writes. I like to take my lunch to work because it saves me money and I don't overeat. But lately, I've become very bored with my standard turkey sandwich. Can you suggest some good lunch alternatives that might keep me interested?
Let's make this be the last question. I don't think this is a guest one. Let's just follow up with this will be the last question for Jabrillions today.
What should Rob Peacock bring for lunch?
Hash browns, I guess. Mm-hmm. Ham sandwich.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, Mark.
Maybe a Coke for a drink.
Mm-hmm.
Any dessert?
Cookie dough ice cream.
Yeah.
It's probably going to melt in his lunch bag.
Well, get that new lunch bag that I saw in a commercial that you put in your freezer.
And that, ladies and gentlemen,
is
how you play Jabrillions.
A Jabrillionaire.
Thank you,
Jabrillions,
everybody, for playing. When
Smart
we come back,
boy. We're
going to jump in the audio vault, which is 100% Jabril free today.
Oh.
This is the Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com. The audio vault is provided as a courtesy of
the DR Trimmer Mower. It's a trimmer. It's a mower. It's the original trimmer on wheels with five times the power of handheld models. Backed by 25 years of innovation, the DR Trimmer Mower cuts waist-high grass and weeds without clogging or tangling. And it goes where other trimmers can't.
Like
into the woods.
Watch out for that trash can.
The DR Trimmer Mower. For a free catalog, DVD, and free shipping, visit drtrimmer.com or click their ad on our website.
Very good, Mark. You need to open the thing.
Oh, yeah.
Open that vault. Slap that baby.
Thank you very kindly. Now, you know, today is very important because it's the last day before tomorrow.
Thank you, Jabril.
Yesterday was the last episode of the Oprah Winfrey Show. Mm-hmm. And as I said, I've never watched an episode of it, so it means very little to me.
Right.
But I do have some highlights. This is something that I found on the YouTube that I did enjoy. We'll stay with this as long as you guys can stand it. It's a montage of her introducing celebrities.
Mm.
And you want to talk about a one-trick pony.
Mm-hmm.
This is Oprah being Oprah.
Let's bring them out. Nicole Kidman, Oscar nominee Kate Hudson, yeah! Marianne Cotillard, Penelope Cruz. Yeah. Please welcome Best Supporting Actress Penelope Cruz.
Please welcome our favorite urban cowboy, John Travolta. Please welcome my dear friend John Travolta.
Here is the vision herself.
herself, Mariah Carey. Mariah!
That's enough. Okay, got
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that's a good stopping place.
It goes on and on.
Thank God, it's over.
I've said this before. I honestly do feel lucky that my time on Earth has overlapped the time that Stevie Wonder's been on Earth.
I think
he's the most amazing musician. Mm-hmm. How can you wreck it? How can you wreck Stevie Wonder? Oh, no. You bring him out on Oprah's last show to sing, but instead you let Jamie Foxx sing.
Oh, dear. Well,
this, why did he sing?
He did sing, but he let Jamie Foxx sing first, and this
That is all Jamie Foxx.
Nauseating. This is a surprise to Oprah.
Okay.
It's a surprise to Stevie.
Yeah. He didn't see it coming.
No.
Isn't she lovely?
His voice is fine.
Yeah, it's fine. It's just the ego thing.
Yeah.
Isn't she wonderful?
But maybe putting a little too much into the fact, because as Mike said yesterday, Oprah's not dead.
No, right. No. It's actually sickening at this point.
And she's just a talk show host.
Yes. Right. Yes.
Okay.
Daytime TV.
25
Oh, custom lyrics.
Like just yesterday.
I thought that might be the worst singing moment until Rosie O'Donnell came out.
Oh, no.
No.
When you've got Stevie Wonder, let Stevie Wonder sing.
Yeah, let Stevie do the
and
singing.
And never let Rosie sing.
You never know how much we'll miss you.
Ah!
We get through the day.
Oh, dear.
Twice. Thank you. Thank you. And she made her song served to introduce the greatest broadcasters in the world, namely Dr. Phil, Nate Berkus, and Dr. Oz, to come out and do small spoken word pieces within that musical.
Are they
number.
All? They're all spinoffs of her show.
Yeah,
right.
Right.
And
exactly.
Now let me ask.
They're her flying monkeys.
I almost after this week of really what is
Oprah week.
It's not Oprah week. It's always been like this. Overall, but I guess it hasn't been as condensed into three week show run.
Concentrate.
I always feel like maybe these people, while she probably has done some great things, and no one can take that away from her, but more these people are showing up because they realize the power she has in this industry.
Yes.
And maybe more than that, than anything else. And I hope it's just that and not as much as how she's changed their lives. She's changed many random Joe's lives by having them on, and then maybe they have a business and then their business explodes because of her seal of approval. Mm-hmm. I can get that. But these artists, I think there's got to be more than just, aren't you a good person?
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I think Jerry Seinfeld did 4 minutes yesterday talking about how he has set the template for being a husband. I won't trouble you with it, but I think the reason these celebs are there, it's because they know that all of America is watching that episode.
Well, and she has been the most powerful person in show business in America, right. or very close to it, until today. And even though she still has and will have all the money, will she be as influential after today when she goes into relative obscurity on a network nobody watches?
If that network is... If she does not resurrect that network, and I'm not saying it's dying, it's a brand new network, but if she doesn't make it into what it should be, you're absolutely right.
Should be back to regular TV.
I was thinking this when I was watching this yesterday because I DVR'd it. I feel like if we were still at CBS Radio and the big boss, I'm not talking about the big boss here, I'm talking about Dan Mason came into town.
Right.
And we knew we had to go. We would all get up there and say how great Dan was even if we didn't know him.
Right.
And if we had long careers and regardless of what had happened in our careers, we'd all stand there and say, you're awesome. Wish you the best of luck with everything.
We were still working there. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying.
Right.
But the show business isn't just about Oprah.
It's about lying.
Yeah. But Jerry Seinfeld's wife goes and promotes her book on there. There's so many, so many crossroads through Oprah that if you don't do it,
you're
not a team player.
Absolutely.
That makes sense. And the whole notion of resurrecting a network after leaving a cushy gig.
Yes.
It's not so easy.
Need more work for her.
Ask Mr. Stern. I saved a lot of money yesterday because Carrie got to hear the Go-Go's perform on Dancing with the Stars.
Mm.
I don't have to buy her tickets to see the Go-Go's. Listen to how they sound now.
All right. How are they?
They sound like old women.
Oh,
which
dear.
They are.
See the people walking down the street.
Pretty good, though. No?
I think the magic is gone. And you know, the fact that they're not cute anymore, that hurts.
Is it tragic? To see it?
I'm not sure I would call it tragic.
Frumpy? Is that
Frumpy,
a good word?
I would call
disappointing?
It disappointing. Okay. Because I was a fan.
And they sound okay.
Yeah, I mean, they sound, I guess when you see the visual, that's where it hits
right,
Who won?
Oh,
I don't know.
I know.
Mark?
Hines Ward.
Nice.
Yes. Very good.
I'm not a Steelers fan, but good. Good
now,
for him.
You know, I didn't plan this, but this has turned into a very musical audio vault. Who wants their skin to crawl?
Me. Please.
Okay, very good.
Oh, boy.
That's video has surfaced of Mildred. I'm sorry. Perhaps you know her as Patty Bania. She was at her niece's 15th birthday party.
Quinceañera.
And this is some time ago, but no one wants to really say who she's singing to because it's not clear. She's doing a sexy Marilyn Monroe-styled version of Happy Birthday to You.
I heard about
and
this.
And this will fascinate you. And knowing what she looks like, yeah.
Sounds like a clip from a Wes Craven film.
Just mind-bogglingly
this really
disgusting.
Pisses me off.
Why couldn't
Arnold just get a snarling like any other grown man in America? He had to impregnate her.
And the
what
thing
a disaster.
About, some also now they're starting to resurrect classic tape of Arnold from Pumping Iron where he talks about how lifting is like climaxing. And so here he is, the governor of New York, or the former governor of California.
Blood is rushing into your muscles, and that's what we call the pump. It's as satisfying to me as c***ing is, you know, as having sex with a woman and c***ing. So can you believe how much I am in heaven? I'm like getting the feeling of c***ing in the gym. I'm getting the feeling of c***ing at home. I'm getting the feeling of c***ing backstage when I pump up, when I pose out in front of 5,000 people. I get the same feeling. So I'm c***ing day and night.
So that's the problem.
No projection.
That's the problem. And I close with this. You know, it's always exciting to me when they cue up the wrong tape at a TV station. Let us go to Connecticut's WTNH, Erica Groh. She was doing a stand-up, and this is not the take they should have used.
News 8's Erica Groh tells us tonight the allegations came to light after a parent said one of their kids was hurt.
Two teachers here at Clinton Avenue Elementary in New Haven are being investigated for... It's a lot to remember, because I'm stupid.
Obviously, a problem with that tape, the wrong tape loaded in there.
No.
Oh, man.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, that is your Magic Audio Vault.
Sure is.
Thank you for shutting the thing. We will step away and come back with news right after this. Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com. I took up a lot of time. I'm sorry I was all opened up, Buzz.
I enjoyed it. That was a great vault, Rob. But
thank you so much. Here's Buzz.
With the news today brought to you by my vacation experts, the vacation service that's not only free, it can save you money and time. Just tell my vacation experts where you'd like to go, and they'll tell dozens of travel professionals who then compete for your business. Let my vacation experts do the research. Just click their ad at MikeOMaraShow.com. Did former Democratic presidential candidate John Edwards illegally use campaign money to cover up an extramarital affair? Federal prosecutors say they now have enough evidence to argue that he did. And a source tells ABC News they're about to indict him. The former senator from North Carolina is aware of this, and he's considering his options. Whatever he decides will determine whether we're in for an expensive trial or a plea bargain.
How screwed is he?
Pretty screwed. If the feds are saying, we've got the evidence,
right,
what do you want to do? You want a trial? You want to fight this? But up till now, Edwards has denied the charges,
right,
that he used campaign money to cover up the affair. That affair did, by the way, produce a daughter who is now 3 years old.
Now, if he does a plea bargain, has anyone predicted what they can get it knocked down to?
I don't know what the possibilities are, what the various permutations are of what they could negotiate. So we'll just have to wait
this
and see on that.
This on the heels of his former wife passing. His
right,
ex-wife.
Right. Mm-hmm. Just a year or so.
That's tragic.
I understand he's fast-tracked the daughter, though, that she's first in line when she gets older to be Arnold's maid. When she gets older. Come
exactly.
On, relax.
Tornadoes continued to rip through the Ozarks and that region of the Midwest last night. The town of Denning, Arkansas was wiped off the map, and with at least 3 people dead there, many missing, and several trapped in their homes. The tornado was part of the same storm system that killed at least 124 people now in Joplin, Missouri on Sunday. That same system has killed at least 8 people and injured dozens of others in Oklahoma and Kansas. The system's produced more than 36 tornadoes in the past couple of days. Dozens of counties in each of these states have been declared disaster areas, and more storms are expected in that region today. More of the same.
And just so far ahead ahead of schedule as far as the amount of tornadoes. We're only in May,
and
there's more to come.
Yeah, and they're, again, take note of the fact that these are extremely violent storms, Category 4, Category 5 tornadoes in the case of just, you know, incredible power. It's just unnerving to see this kind of, and to see the aftermath and the kind of devastation, not unlike what we saw after an earthquake and tsunami in Japan.
It looks scary.
The same.
Trees with their bark completely ripped off. And whatever you do out there, and I know that we talk about, you know, our prayers are with the people that go through these devastations and these tragedies. I look, reach in your pocket. It's America. Give $10, give whatever you can. There's a link on michaelmerrishow.com. Do whatever you can, because most of these people are just, you know, middle class people, lower middle class people that just all they were doing is living a nice life out there.
Right.
Doing the best they can.
Minding their own business.
And the most horrifying thing is there is no way to prepare for it.
Nope.
And there is no defense for it. It's not like you can build a bigger levee to prevent a flood or to have some sort of storm cellar. When this happens, they're screwed and they just have no defense. It's time to help out.
Agreed. Thank you for that. If you're trying to get help from that call center in India, you may end up getting connected to somebody in the U.S. instead.
What?
Indians who manned those cubicles for so many years are now demanding more money because they can get it.
I beg your pardon.
Meanwhile, our economy has gotten so bad that companies in India are now outsourcing call center work to the U.S.
Wow.
And, how does this happen?
And just as we complained, well, our economy got worse, and they are now in a position, the workers of those call centers in India are now in a position to demand and get more money. So they've priced themselves out of the market.
No wonder that show got canceled on NBC.
Yeah. Exactly. That's what happened. And just as we complained about language barriers when dealing with Indian call centers, they are now complaining about ours, calling our workers spoiled and lazy.
Yes, we are.
It appears that the Republican plan to gut Medicare in favor of vouchers is not too popular with the voters.
No one likes a voucher.
Voters in a traditionally Republican part of Western New York state have soundly defeated a Tea Party candidate who touted the Republican voucher program. Democrats say this proves America hates the voucher plan. Republicans say this only happened because the candidate who took the beating was a Tea Partier, not a regular Republican. But experts say the Republicans may face a tough battle in the next election if they stick with their Medicare voucher proposal.
Vouchers.
Yeah, from Mike's sister.
I was wondering, if I can't get a t-shirt at MikeOMaraShow.com, could I buy a t-shirt voucher?
Sure.
Oh, man, we'll make a fortune. Let's sell vouchers.
And they're cheaper than shirts.
I can pay my speeding ticket. The latest Arbitron ratings show that across the country, the audience is shrinking for both Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity. In New York, Limbaugh has lost one-third of his audience in the last year. Hannity is down by 28%. Glenn Beck, meanwhile, is losing affiliates in New York, Connecticut, Wisconsin, and Philadelphia. Popularity polls are showing Limbaugh on par with Michael Lohan.
And he is?
Lindsay's dad.
That guy.
It's tough for me to wrap my mind around that, because I actually saw that in the trades yesterday. And the way that they actually rate radio stations, and we can talk about it here because
we're unaffected.
We used to be binded by a clause in our contracts when we were on Terrestrial Radio that we could not talk about how people would advertise. And if Mike was here, I probably wouldn't talk about it because he's not. We can talk about it. There used to be a diary system where people would write their favorite shows and keep track of what they
used to be.
Some people have done surveys like that just about their products. What they did with radio now, it's a pager that basically picks up an embedded signal, a watermark signal of the radio station you're listening to as you listen to it. And there's different scales of how long you listen to it, and stuff that you don't really care about. Basically, the pager picks up what you're listening to, whether you're actively listening or passively listening.
It tends to reward the passive, Oscar.
Yes, like you go to the dentist, they had a top 40 station on my dentist, and if I had a pager on, they would have gotten at least 3 hours worth.
So even if you just walk into a random store, you're going to be logged as listening to that radio station.
So there are flaws in both the diary system and the new pager system. So when I hear this, it's tough for me to buy in. While I'm not fans of those broadcasters, it's tough for me to buy in and say, well, clearly they're losing an audience because maybe their opinions isn't popular enough. It's a flawed rating system.
It is, but if it could do us in, and it did, there's no reason to think it can't or won't do him in as well.
And also, guys, this decline has happened well after the beginning of PPM.
Right.
So this is, I mean,
this is just within the last year.
This
within
is
the
a
last.
Reason.
Well, PPM just, it's been working.
For who?
I mean, it's been working. No, no. It's been PPM has been around for the last 2 years.
Yeah, but I'm saying that if the PPM was going to do them the way it kind of did us,
yes,
it would have happened 2 years ago and not in the most, not in the year.
I could see
recent.
That. Yeah. I just think the system is flawed in my opinion.
No, oh, you're right.
And
yeah, you're right.
It rewards the passive listener. So, and I know the power that these other broadcasters have, whether you like them or not.
Right.
So it's tough to judge by them. And while I value. And everybody's reported on this. Mm-hmm. I value the glee that comes from the most liberal these guys might be dying.
Right.
I can't believe they'll ever go anywhere. And their audiences are so huge. If they have a bad book, is what they call it.
Right.
Does it really mean anything to them?
Right.
Well, a lot of people are saying it's because we're in that sort of middle period between elections that you know there's a feeling I think that there's also less for Limbaugh to get his claws into as far as material to talk about, and
true.
That's why audience interest. Now, if something were heating, if the health care debate were
yes.
at the pinnacle that it was a year ago, then I think Limbaugh's numbers might be up because you'd have the angry right wingers calling into the right wing show and banding together. I think now that we don't have anything immediate or imminent like that, the excitement about Limbaugh's show and other such shows is down.
I just hate that it rewards the passive. And now
that's
here's
true.
Teo Cruz. Michael Mara show.
Wash FM. Finally, some guys are still just a little too embarrassed to buy certain items, especially if the clerk is female. Maybe that's why a 22-year-old named Andrew of Kennesaw, Georgia, shoplifted the things he felt he needed.
Uh-oh.
Maybe he just wanted to low-key it, not attract any attention. But now the world knows. Now the world knows that he shoplifted. The world knows that Andrew is accused of trying to steal a bunch of condoms. And KY Intensil Arousal Gel. Let's hope he didn't need any of that stuff during his brief stay in jail. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you, Buzz.
At least he went for the good stuff.
Yes, we do appreciate you know, Buzz, I'm hungry and I'd like a steak. Do you have any recommendations?
I'd get an airplane.
No. What's the best way to cook that steak?
On a man grate.
How say you?
Don't disappoint your dad or anybody this year. Get him steakhouse quality grilling at home with 100% cast iron man grates. Grilled food of all kinds. Never tasted so good. Professionally prepared on a man grate. And without flare-ups or dry meat.
I hate the dry meat.
To get the 1999 Father's Day special and a kick-ass grill brush, hit the man grate banner on our webpage today for your dad or yourself. Get the man grate.
And about that grill brush, my windshield has never been cleaner. This program cannot be rebroadcast without written consent from an authorized representative of MikeOMaraShow.com.
Yeah.
Our website is designed by PixelMelt.com. And for advertising, make Mark's day.
Please.
Call him at 301-244-8773.
You'll get a voucher.
Remember, a voucher of greatness. Remember, tomorrow is the match game.
Yeah.
Check out Facebook for details if you want to play. Mike O'Mara is back tomorrow.
And yes. Spread the word, because if you have heard Match Game before, you know how much fun it is. Tell your friends, get them on this week's bonus show as well for the Match Game.
Exactly. Thank you very much. For Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, Buzz Burbank, Mark Ronick, RJ Diaz, and Jabari, who sat in and was so quiet.
Yeah.
This is Rob Spiewak saying so long, everybody.
Ciao, ciao.
Bye.
Speeding.